Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. The Indiana Hoosiers scored one-third of the runs that the Bruins put up on Friday, despite getting more brace runners into the game. Indiana hitters left 10 men on base. Ty Bothwell shoved. He had five scoreless innings before giving up five runs in his final two innings. The media met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
Especially in the later innings, it seems like they were throwing a lot of off-speed to the hitters. Was there some issue with them to be able to adjust to that pitch?
Yeah, I thought we overswung and kind of pulled off, and they found a trend line with that, and they stuck with it. And that's kind of the MO there for their bullpen guys late, more off-speed. The first guy was more vertical on his fastball, and the last couple of guys were more off-speed heavy, and the wind's blowing in, you know, kind of a crosswind. So you got multiple lefties there, and you got a wind blowing in from left, kind of across from left to right. So he's a smart pitching coach, and he's going to throw breaking balls away and land them and make you hit the ball up into the wind. And it was good. He did a good job with it. But, yeah, we just didn't, like, stay on with the ball the other way on the line. You got some balls up and didn't set them very well.
I know he's coming back in a fairly short period, but Moffitt did seem to be struggling to hit to locate his off-speed pitches.
Yeah, he did.
And was that the reason why you went a different direction in the third?
Yeah, his velo wasn't very good. Honestly, they were predominantly right-handed. He's been 91, 95, 91, 94 mostly, and today he was 90, 91, and kind of down 88 in the second inning, and was 0 for 5 on his first five off-speed pitches. So we had to kind of change course pretty quickly there. Once you wanted to set Ty up to where Moffitt could probably go 3 or 4, and then Ty could finish run the game out. If Moffitt's velo is where he typically is at and he's landing an off-speed pitch, he should be able to walk through a right-handed lineup, not easily, but he's been really good in the zone there with that in that situation. So made an error there in the first and kind of set up an opportunity for a bigger inning, but his stuff wasn't as sharp and he didn't land an off-speed pitch there in the first inning, and then guys can really hunt fastballs. So we just had to get him out and got Ty in there a little earlier than we would like to.
Ty did have quite a stretch there. Yeah. I think it was like 12 retired straight.
Yeah. We kind of did the same thing we did last week to him. I should have pulled him out there in the last inning. Kind of the same situation that happened with Troy where he had thrown really well and kind of ran out there at the end. But, knowing you got two more games and you're midweek coming up and you're down and you're not offensively doing very well today, you're in a tough spot. We ran the bump play and kind of had some confusion on the bump play, but yeah, he was really good. He was spectacular there for five innings or so, and he was awesome. Just that's what we had kind of thought. We had hoped it would just start there in the fourth or the fifth, and he could kind of run it out the rest of the game, but wasn't able to. But yeah, Ty was terrific. He did a really good job.
And a lot of left on base today. Were the guys pressing at the plate? What did you see with the approaches?
Yeah, it looked to me like we played. We didn't have a cohesive offensive unit together, and I would say yes. Although I've talked to the guys. I know last week was tough. I told them last week was tough, but you have to get up. You have to get back up. You have to get back up. You have to move on, and you can't stay stagnant and stay in those moments forever. And I just thought offensively, if we would have just allowed the game to come to us, it would have. We had multiple opportunities where we swung a ball forward. Ended at bats early. We chased out of the zone early. Weak contact, pulled off, overswung. Just looked like a group that was just trying to do too much and didn't let the game come to them. We didn't look fundamental today. And typically that's our calling card. Typically we're a very fundamental offense, hit the ball in a big part of the field, allow a guy to take a walk or hit by pitch. And we just we were just not our typical selves today. We're going to have to be tough enough to handle a little bit of adversity here this week and move on from that. And that was kind of the sentiment to the group afterwards. So we'll be fine if we'll just get back to playing the way that we typically play.
What do you focus on and kind of adjust for tomorrow and the rest of this weekend?
I talked to the group in there is that we're playing a game. And I think sometimes we make it life and death. I know as coaches we do and players we do. And I think we've got to be able to understand that we're going to get out of this because we're capable of getting out of this, and we haven't been in the, you know, we've been a good team. And so we've just got to put together good offensive at-bats, string it together, and then we need to go out there and have a good start from Connor Foley, and we got Crafty and those guys up afterwards. So we're in a good spot. We'll be fine. We just need to play good team, fundamental baseball for Indiana. And I think once we start doing that again, everything will kind of fall back in order the way it is. But until we do that, the game's too difficult to play. When you're trying to do too much, or you're pressing is the right word, but you're just not playing good baseball, not playing fundamental baseball, and games are hard enough to win even when you are playing good baseball. So when you're not, it's difficult.
Just about that wheel play with the bunt. Is that what it was? Was the wheel play on, but Ty didn't know?
He did. Ty knew. He said he heard someone yell two. It just was there's no one at two. So there's no one covering second base. So the whole play, we ran it earlier in the game and he fouled it off. That's why he popped up the bunt. We ran it earlier. So the wheel play, so we have two separate bunt plays in that situation. We practiced them a ton. And again, Ty was amazing today. Ty was awesome. So Ty is dejected. So I don't want to in any way, shape, or form disparage Ty, because Ty is like my family. But you practice that play a ton, where we have one play where we're trying to get the lead out third and one play where we're trying to get double play ball out of it. And I thought they were going to slash, but he actually bunted it. Typically, the third baseman takes the ball, but Ty came down and got it, and the throw should just go to third base. And the idea was with the two righties on coming up next, we had Julian in the pen, we would get the lead out of third base and then come in and try to get breaking balls until we got out of the double play ball or whatnot. But, he said he heard two, then he looked back to three, and then he threw to one, but the play should have just gone directly to third base in that situation. So that was where I didn't understand what had happened, and I just asked him. And, again, Ty's like the best kid and did a great job today. And knows all the plays. It just got, I don't know where it got sideways, but it got sideways.
There seemed to be it seemed surprising, an even higher level of intensity out of Ty today.
Yeah, he was passionate. And we had told the guys, like, we're going after today. Really, Moffitt was to set up Ty, just the exact opposite profile, and to give Ty the ball and try to, like we did with Kraft last year, where we kind of set him up and then let him run with it. And so I think Ty was excited and passionate, and he wanted us to get going again and play good baseball again. And he was coming in to do his job. He loves Indiana and loves representing the team. And he did everything he was supposed to do. The rest of us did not, you know, myself included. The rest of us didn't support him. But yeah, he was pumped up and fired up, and he threw great there for five or so innings. He was awesome.
The Hoosiers resume the series with Belmont at 2 p.m. today. See you at the BART.